You're listening to Shumpcast, the show the AFP doesn't want you to hear. Your hosts, Tony Nardella and Dom Sorbara.
Hello, welcome to the Shumpcast. I'm Tony Shump, Ralph Nardella.
And I'm Dominic Antonio Sorbara.
Okay. What? Come on.
What do you want me to say?
Well, what do you mean? That was a really good one. Don't you think that was you could have said, Dom, that was a really good one that you've done. That's probably the best one you've done in the whole of the Shumpcast series.
Yeah, good, bad, I don't know. I can't answer that because it's every episode. You know what? I'm just going to cut it out.
Well, you could have said
that. I'm going to cut it out. It's giving me yelling and screaming.
Who have we got in the show?
I'm bloody half deaf. Anyway, though, on the show today, it's actually episode 79, actually, getting near to the 100 there. We've still got how many more episodes to go to 100. I think it's... Episode 79, as I was saying, it was going to be 21 more episodes.
What?
Before we get to 100.
Shit, don't ever do that. I'm very excited.
Ernie Sims, he's a Carlton knockabout. Yeah. He's been on the show before.
Great bloke.
And Dom,
just turned 60.
About his history, about the knockabout, about, you know, you've known him for many, many years.
Yeah, great man. I used to work with his dad. His dad was a great youth worker around the Carlton area. He used to work with all the kids, all the kids that are on the streets and that. He'd try and get them off the street, get them into boxing, get them into something. You know what I mean?
And that's why he's called the Carlton Knockabout.
Yes.
And that's why we got him on the show today.
That was Ernie Senior. Ernie Junior,
So his name was Ernie too.
The Carlton Knockabout's Ernie too.
Because
Ernie, the original Ernie Sims, was the original Carlton Knockabout. Like, he used to around the Carlton streets, and he'd help everybody. He was a legend.
And also too, for the women listening to the show, he does look like Jason Strathern.
The Carlton Knockabout. He does too. And he's maybe fit as a fiddle too.
Very good looking bloke. But now we're going to talk about all the violence that's going around, which is a bit of a concern.
It is a big concern.
You know, especially against women. I'm just going for the stats here, Dom. Yeah. It's amazing. This year so far, awesome. 26 women have been killed so far. It's, halfway through the year. It's terrible, you know. And it mainly happens in the rural areas for some reason, as we, you know.
Mate, it happens everywhere. We're going to put a stop. We're going to do something about it.
Yeah, and just over the weekend, we had the big march. People were marching
in
the streets.
No more of that fucking shit. Bullshit.
And then we had Anthony Albanese there, the Prime Minister there.
What did he do?
Yeah, he was there giving his... He's what he thinks about it all. I don't know, hopefully he does something because it's really out of control.
Money, you got to throw money at it. You got to do something. But it's got to be done yesterday because it's just bullshit. Yeah. It's just happening too much.
It is. It's really. So, you know, he's going to be on the show and, I think he's calling in now.
Oh, let's get him on the phone.
There he is.
Hello.
Talk
about. All right, on the line today on Shumpcast, we've got the man who's mate. We've had so many listeners asking for it. We've got the Carlton Knockabout, Ernie Fisher.
Hello, boys. How you going? This has been a while. It's been a while since I spoke to you last.
You sound a bit more mature. What's happened?
Well, do you know, I turned 60.
Did you just turn 60? Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
You're not going to believe it, right? I got on the train today. People actually got out of their seats and said, would you like a seat, mate? I said, how good is this? No one's ever done that to me before. And he said, I said, what did you do? And he said, mate, you look about 60. I go, well, thanks, buddy. So I sat down.
I just want to tell our listeners that the current Knockabout looks like Jason Strathern. Very sick.
Only musclier.
Hey, but you know the funny thing? I tell you something about me and Jason Strathern, right? Yeah. He does it in movies. I do it in real life.
He what?
I'm the real deal.
I know, that's right.
So I'm the real deal. I don't do that stuff.
I know.
He's about 45.
They go cut. With me, I'm fucking actually doing it.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
But he's a bit younger, isn't he, Jason? He's about 45, isn't he? Yeah, 50? Yeah. He's a bit younger.
No, I think he's a bit older now. He's only a few years younger than me, but he's getting a bit older.
Yeah, I reckon he'll be a bit.
Yeah. But you're better
off. I reckon if we've done a movie, we could come up with something pretty good.
No, we want one of our shump things on the skit. I mean, you can play Jason Stratton, but
you can do better stunts than him.
They
better take off.
Yeah, he could be called Jason Knockabout. No, we can't use Jason. We just go the Knockabout, mate. Yeah, he's going to be bigger than Jason. Anyway.
Now, boys, you've come to my house, my 60th the other day. I did a little surprise, didn't I? You didn't know Robbie Williams were coming, did you? No, I didn't know.
You're the best singer, too. Hey, you can do it all. You're the triple threat. Anyway. Anyway, we want to talk about violence, all this violence going on.
Wait a minute. Talk about that. I'm just going to put the gun on the shelf.
Okay. So
that's what I'm talking about. The gun, put me knife there. Wait a minute. Sammy asked me to change before I put me knife in the gun there. Okay. Well, we talk about violence. Let's get into it.
Is the world getting worse or is it getting better? What's going on?
I'll tell you something, right? Now, when I was growing up, right, I grew up in violent areas.
Yeah.
But you know what? In them days, right, I grew up in group mentality where we fought against other groups. In them days, it was a different mindset. We never actually went out to want to kill someone. We fought in another gang. We fight, punch, put them, we might be one kick, very rarely, right? But these days, what's happened... They actually go out there with the intent to want to kill someone. They've got big machetes and thinking, like, to want to do that sort of thing, where's the anger coming from?
If I'm going to get rid of the gang fight,
they're going out with machetes. That's with the intent to kill someone.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? This is what's happened because years ago, look, I know there's a lot of violence in the 70s and 80s, but it was a lot different.
And there was no knives. We wouldn't have knives. You'd have two gangs fighting. They got fucking machetes.
Six, seven, one of them. But you hit someone anywhere with that, you're going to fucking top an arm off. You're going to cut an artery. Nothing good's going to come out.
Ernie, you know, back in the old days with the gangs and that, like you'd get probably one of the best fighters from one gang and the best fighter from one gang and everybody'd be around. And if anyone pulled a knife, everybody'd kill them, wouldn't they? You just let them punch it out, wouldn't you? You know what, Tom? It did happen,
but it was very rare.
Yeah, you see how rare it was, right? Yeah.
It'd be on the main news.
Yeah.
If someone got stabbed years ago, there was a stabbing in fucking North Detroit last night. But now, it's not even news anymore. You know what? If there was a shooting years ago, it'd be the main headline. Yeah. There was a shooting in fucking North last night.
Yeah.
Now, It's every night. You listen to the news every night now.
There's
someone being shot in Heidelberg, someone being shot in Altona.
It's just gone on a new level. It's like every couple of days you hear something, like a killing or a bashing or something. But even in shopping centres now, you go to shopping centres and they're brawling amongst themselves in shopping centres.
Did you see that one over in Melbourne? Where was it? Woodgrove or something. They had a big fight. But they were using machetes and that, and there was families and young kids in it.
It's crazy. Do you know what the thing about it is? The sad thing is, they haven't got the role model to follow. Who are they looking up to? When they're 10 or 12, they're just normal kids going to school. But then from 10 to 15, something happens.
Yeah.
It's the role models they're following that's doing this. There's no one saying, listen, mate. Go and play football. Go and play. You know, some of these kids are running around the city. Who knows? They could have been a champion at anything.
Yeah.
But then they're not following the right path.
Yeah.
We're breaking down somewhere in society when these kids are going running around with this mentality.
Yeah. But the kids aren't taught to, I mean, more now with the social stuff, you know, like all those computers and your phones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kids don't know how to talk to each other. But they don't... People don't stop in the street and have a chat now because everyone's in a hurry, everyone's on their phone. Like, it's...
Well, you know, Tony, you know, Dom, when we're growing up, mate, you go out in the street in the 70s and 80s, mate, there was kids everywhere.
Yeah, fucking
playing cricket, football.
Yeah,
and that's where it comes from.
Skippy rope, whatever.
It's sad, mate. It's sad that we've grew up. I know we spoke about my dad last time, but he had a lot to do with the Sudanese.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about them in particular. I'm not putting any group out.
Yeah.
But he had a lot to do with them and a lot of groups in Carlton.
Yeah.
And we're given a bit of an opportunity to play sport when they were younger.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's got to start from the grassroots.
Yeah.
That's where the violence is starting from. Yeah.
But I want to touch on that too, Ernie, because like every second day now, all you hear is about blokes killing their wives or killing their girlfriends or, you know, where's that all come? Is it changed now? Well, what's going on?
Nah, you know what, Dom? I don't know if it's because when we got locked down, mental illness is playing a huge part in society at the moment.
Yeah, but didn't we have mental illness before, back in the...
I don't know, but I don't think it played the biggest part as it is. For some reason now, Dom, it seems to be more rampant. I don't know if schizophrenia or that was a lot worse. You didn't hear it as much as you do now. You know the stabbing in Bondi, in Junction, a couple of weeks ago, where a young kid stabbed killed fucking six people or something. Yeah, you hear
but
that?
Mostly women. Like, he would...
That's right. Yeah. But you know what? His family...
Yeah.
His family, he grew up, he went to a proper school, but he had an illness, schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And his family couldn't handle him, they could just get out. Yeah. Now, you know what it was? Just a thing of him not having his medication.
Yeah.
And hearing things in his head, and he went and done that. Yeah. Now, with the violence with the women, is it the same sort of thing? Is it schizophrenia? Because, you know what, we all have arguments with our spouses, but I'm not going to go and fucking stab her. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
And you cook fucking three peas, I'm not going to go and get a knife and stab her 16 times. Where's your head at to do that? That's what you're going to... Where's their head at?
That's
the thing.
It's mainly when the woman wants to leave an abusive relationship and then they fucking go and stalk them and kill them. What's with that? You know,
But they get out on bail and then 2 days later they attack. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
He was out on bail the last one when he killed her.
And do you know a lot of the times why it goes unnoticed? Because these people are loners. They don't get around with people. They've got too much time to think about things.
Yeah.
To overthink things. If a girl doesn't want you, all right, we're all gonna go through it. It fucking hurts.
We've
got to get on with it.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But these people overthink things and what's the name? Because you know what? They haven't got a social outlet where they can go and bounce off their mates and the mates go, listen, mate, you'll be right, get over it, it's gonna be tougher. They haven't got that. Yeah. You watch a lot of these people who have killed their spouses have had no social network.
So what's the answer, Ernie? What can we do? What can we do with that?
You know what? There's got to be red flags. Look, this has happened fucking 26 times this year. What's the red flag there that each one of these was lived by himself, didn't spend too much time by himself, fought too much. It's overthinking. That's what does it. Oh, she'd be fucking with that boy. She's doing this. She's doing instead of.
Yeah.
Fuck, she doesn't want me. It's broken down. I've got to go on with my life now. And your mate going, come on, mate. You just got to fucking tough it out. It's not working. She doesn't want you. Yeah. You can't fucking make her want you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I reckon there should be a register or something. Because these ones that are out all the time, but it's not the first or second time they've offended. It's like the fifth or sixth or, you know, and they're on, what's that paper that they write on it? You're not allowed to go 100 metres.
ABO.
The ABOs. ABO. They're not worth the paper's written on. But all that doesn't work. They should have a register, right, where they put these people, these men, because it's men who do it, and put them on a fucking register, right, and just say, like, this bloke's raped, fucking done this, done that, done that. So when women want a bloke, they can just go on this register, and if they meet someone, they go, right, I'm going to check and see if his name's on that.
Mm.
And if it is, well, there is red flags, you know what I mean? Make people aware. Do something like that. What the fuck's going on, mate? Judges will let them out.
You know what, Dom? You know what, if a girl has got a problem with somebody, do you know what they need?
What?
They need. They don't. The police can't. The police have proven they fucking not gonna. These girls are getting killed. Do you know what they need? These girls. They need. They need friends and support. They need someone they can go to. Outside. Sometimes you've got to go outside the law, mate, and go and get four blokes and go to see the bloke and say, "Listen, mate, fucking turn it up. Leave it a fucking loan, or you're going to get. This is what's going to fucking happen."
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know what they
think? Yeah, but a lot of
they haven't got that.
They haven't got that.
They haven't got that. Yeah. You know what? That's why that happens, because they need the point. They couldn't give a fuck about the point. It's about they need someone to fucking put the fucking wind up them.
Yeah.
Like someone say, "Fuck off, cunt," I'm telling you. Or, mate, even give them a phone and say, imagine if it was your sister Tony, your sister Bob.
Yeah.
Mate, I know what I'd be doing. Yeah, I'd be just going around and saying, "Listen, go there again, mate. I'm going to punch you." But they never got it. It's these poor girls who probably just got their mum and them, and they've got nobody.
Yeah.
And this bloke knows he can just go back and terrorise them and nothing's going to happen.
So what can women like that do? The people have got no one and got nowhere to...
But that's the fucking sad thing, Bob. It's sad. You know what? You know what I'd love to say? Yeah, they just need to fucking be able to have some in their life that they could go to say.
Yeah.
Maybe they went to school and they knew him and say, "This is all I need a hand at the moment. Yeah. I've got this." Go and turn to somebody that's got some sort of fucking.
Well, maybe we can start something like, you know how they used to do the neighbourhood watch, you know, where you'd have one house in the street or one house in a couple of streets where kids and that can go if someone's following them or shit like that. Maybe have a house in every street where you've got a red chair at the front and, you know, if a woman's getting belted and her kids and whatever, they can run to a safe house or something like that. We've got to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, but most of these incidents happen mainly in the regional area. That's a problem.
Well, why can't we get one? Something going up there.
I know. There's no one out. There's no one. Nothing there in regional. There's no. You know, you've got to travel a certain distance. You know, to go to help.
So, like Ernie said, we've got to teach our kids from toddlers. We've got to go into the schools and educate. Education probably the key, isn't it, Ernie?
You know what? When I was in Carlton, I used to get girls come to my house, knock on the door, blood noses, broken noses, and fucking say, "What's going on again?" And I never used to like to be involved in domestics, but I go and say to the bloke, "What are you fucking doing, mate? Fucking teach you?" I said, but you didn't go to the police, you come to me. Leave her fucking alone. Stop fucking hitting her.
Yeah.
And then and sometimes that used to be enough.
That
helped, but that happened to me quite a bit
more than
Carlton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean that's girls that know you and whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about
something for these poor women that have got nobody or that.
Yeah, I know, mate. I feel sorry.
And they can't go out on the jog either in the morning. Yeah. That was in broad daylight. One of the women went jogging in Ballarat in broad daylight.
That was like. I don't know. That's still going, and that's what's like. That young bloke's been pinched for that.
Has he?
But there's no body being found for that, so that's still in the air. So that one's a different one. That one.
Anyway.
So go now, Ernie. Going back to when you were growing up there, what area did you grow up? You grew up in?
I grew up in Carlton, Tone, and it wasn't rough for me, but there was a lot of we used to live, because of the Camark Commission area. We used to have gangs come from like Thomastown Sharps or fucking it was a lot of sort of gang fights, a lot of it at that time in the '70s and eighties. You grew up with it a bit.
Anyway, what are you doing life now? We want to know what Ernie's doing in life now.
What am I doing right now? Oh mate, can I just give you a little listen? What's happening in the other room?
Listen to this. Okay.
I'll give you 2 seconds.
No worries.
1 second, we're going out of the store.
He's got 3 kids. Under 2.
Can you hear that?
Is that the twins?
Did you hear the baby crying?
I don't know.
I haven't spoken to people for a while, but if you don't know, I've got twins now, and I've got a 20-month-old baby.
Yeah, what? They're all under 2, are they?
Under 2.
No, they're all Floyd's nearly 2, and the twins are about 3.5 months old.
So you got three little toddlers under the age of two.
Ooh. That's right.
Under the age What about poor mum? Come on.
Oh, mate, she's a superstar. Do you know what? It doesn't stop. I swear to God. And she's doing it by herself.
Yeah.
And when I'm here, I get up and do the feeds. I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
I do as much as I can. We try to share the load.
Oh, that's
but you know
good,
what,
so
mate?
You
it's
should.
A fucking,
yeah.
It's a battle, mate.
Yeah.
But we're there for every feed. And she does it. She feeds them. She puts the names. And it's non-stop, mate. It's non-stop. And there's a few people. It's not just me, Dom. You've had twins. You know what it's like, Tone. You've had twins. You've had, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
So you've got 16 kids in total. No,
that's in Melbourne.
That's in Melbourne.
We're talking about interstate. Then we go international.
We'll
take
because
there's a few more.
So you must be very busy on Father's Day. You get
the Father's
Day.
You do a great job, mate.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know, I think the more kids you have, or the chance of having one's got to be a genius. That's what I'm thinking. I only just need one genius and I'm right.
All right, buddy. We're going to have to get going because we've wasted enough of your time. I mean, your missus probably wants you to go and help the kid with the kids. And,
No, it is a lot of work, isn't it? You know, we've got three.
It is a lot of work, mate. It's bottles. It's a non-stop thing of work in the morrow.
And you go to work and then you come home and you help as you should.
Straight away, mate. I go to work, home.
Yeah.
Straight into the fridge, give them a bottle.
Yeah.
Give them a little burp. Change their nappy. Move on. Next one. Change their nappy. Give them a little burp. Next one, move on. Take one to the park.
So this is a break for you, isn't it? Talking on the phone.
It is a little break, hey, it is. Hey, even when I hang up, I'm going to pretend I'm on the phone for an hour.
Yeah, I know. Get off the phone, go and help. Hey, he's off the phone. He's coming to help you now.
No, just give you, Ernie, if you need a hand, mate, just give me a call, mate. It's payphone number 462. So just bring that number up. Yeah, I answer that phone between 9 and 5. I don't have a mobile anymore. They're going to take it away from you. So.
Yeah, he's trying. He's not as funny as you. He's just trying to crack jokes. Anyway, let him go. He's got to get back to his beautiful kids. And his beautiful wife.
Good to be back on the show again.
Thanks for being on the show, mate. You're a fucking legend. Thank you very much. All right, Big M Maroonies did the Carlton Knockerman.
I'll see you soon. Hello, boys.
See you, buddy. The Carlton Knockerman, what a great smoker he is, isn't he?
Well, that guy can talk.
Oh, can he talk? I know, mate. I can't wait to get him in there, one of our skits. He will be awesome. Mate, we might have to cut you out.
I hope he doesn't act very good because we don't like actors who are better
like
than us.
You don't like people with talent.
We don't like people with talent. Anyone who's got talent, we don't like them. They done it.
But he has got lots of talent, so you don't want him, mate. You better not hear because he's going to fry.
I'm just saying, if you're listening now, I know he's gone, but if he does listen...
he's gone now. That's why you're talking all tough.
Whatever you do turn up to 1 hour skits there, Ernie, you act bad, you know.
No, he can't do that.
You know, sort of thing. But anyway, it's amazing. He's been around and done this and done that, and he knows
he's got three little kids, toddlers under the age of two. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
The mother, she's beautiful and she's there. I don't know how she does it.
I mean, it's 60 years of age and they've got three ones, but it must keep you young, you know what I mean, because you know it's like having kids at that age. I mean, a lot of people have kids at whatever, but you know, at that age,
he doesn't really look 60,
you know. He's got 18 kids anyway, so what's the difference, you know, 18, 19, 20, whatever it is.
That's what he knows, anyway.
We're going to shoot off now, but just
aren't you going to say subscribe and all that stuff?
I just want to talk. You know, if you're experiencing any problems with what's going on out there, the violence there's numbers you can call. I've got these 1-800 respect is 1-800-737-732.
Yeah,
we got Men's Line. You know, give them a call if you've got any issues there. 1-300-789-978.
Yeah, if you think you want to kill someone, just go straight to the Men's Line. I mean, that's fun.
Lifeline, Beyond Blues, there are quite a few numbers there. So, you know. Just make the call.
Respect.
You know, anyway, if you like the show, Subscribed on Apple, Spotify, just click the button. And also our YouTube channel, The Shumps, which has reached 100 subscribers, which is a record.
Yeah. For, no, it was on 101. Yeah. Someone unsubscribed.
Who was that?
So now it's 100.
We don't know. We've got to find out who it is.
You can't find out. How are you going to find out?
I'll find out.
Don't worry about that. You can't find out.
I'll find out. Right, don't worry. When I find out, we'll go around and visit that person. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it could be interstate. We might be travelling interstate.
Yeah.
But anyway, please subscribe to our Shumps channel. Just, you know, ding, ding, hit the button there. It'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, share our videos. Make us famous so we can be rich.
Oh, and, is that why you want to do it?
And then give you some money.
For the money? You just want to do it for the money. Yeah. I thought you said you loved it.
Well, you don't do it for the money?
No,
you
don't do it for the money. What money? When have we ever made any money? When have we ever made any money?
Don't talk about money now.
Yeah, well, stop talking shit then.
I don't want to send a
link. Oh, come on, let's go. Go.
I don't want to play send a link. Listen, it is.
I know. You're on the dolphin. I don't know how long, and you've got 4 ounces. That's unbelievable. All right, let's go. Yeah, the tax department, they'll get a hold of you.
Okay, we're going to wind that. Okay,
we'll wind it up.
All right, I'm Tony Shump, Ralph Nardell.
And I'm Domenico Antonio Salvada.
And we'll see you next time on Shumpcast.
You got a sort back.